1-800-518 and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back, John, and we need $3,885 by the end of the program to make our goal tonight, folks. So we've got about 50 minutes to raise $3,885. All right.
Pastor Ernie, I want to give some dynamite information that people will probably only hear on your show.
All right, but go ahead.
Here's the headline. It says, Safe States for Children. Here's updated list of Republican governors who won't comply with CDC mandate to force COVID-19 vaccine on children for schools. So we have Governor DeSantis from Florida. We have Governor Youngkin from Virginia, Governor Gordon from Wyoming, Governor Spencer Cox from Utah, Governor Stitt from Oklahoma, Reynolds from Iowa, Kay Ivey from Alabama, Bill Lee from Tennessee, Mike Parson from Missouri, Kristi Noem from South Dakota, Greg Gforti from Montana, McMasters from South Carolina, DeWine from Ohio, Pastor Ernie. They're putting him on this list.
Very good, very good.
Asa Hutchinson from Arkansas, Kemp from Georgia, Brad Little from Idaho. And so it may come down to it, folks, for your own children, you cannot let them get this shot. You can't. We know it, but it's a slow death. It's going to hurt them in many, many ways as they grow up. You may have to move to one of these states to protect your children.
All righty. Linda in Minnesota pledges $40. Let's go. Brandon pledges $50. Gail in Massachusetts pledges $100. Robert in New Jersey pledges $50. Cheryl in Michigan pledges $150. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, John, we're going to play a clip here. Before we do, let me give the numbers out again. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. John, you're going to hear a clip of Jim Jordan, and he's talking to Merrick Garland. And he is drilling Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland is corrupt. People know it. This guy really, in fact, they're telling him, when Trump gets back in, you're going to jail. But go ahead and play that clip.
Mr. Chairman, March 25th, Joe Biden criticizes the Georgia election law. 3 months later, the Department of Justice challenges it. September 1st, Joe Biden criticizes the new pro-life law in Texas. 8 days later, the Department of Justice challenges it. September 29th, the political organization asks President Biden to involve the FBI in local school board issues. 5 days later, the Department of Justice does just that. Mr. Attorney General, was it just a coincidence that your memo came 5 days after the National School Boards Association letter went to the president?
So we are concerned about violence and threats of violence across the board against school officials, against...
Is there any connection, Mr. Attorney General, with the school board letter and then 5 days later your memo to regarding school board issues?
Obviously, the letter, which was public and asked for assistance from the Justice Department, was brought to our attention, and it's a relevant factor in...
Who gave you the letter?
I'm sorry?
How did you become aware of the letter? Who gave it to you?
I read about the letter in the news. That's how I read about it.
But the White House told you to write the memo.
No one in the White House spoke to me about the memo at all. But I am sure, I certainly would believe that the White House communicated its concerns about the letter to the Justice Department. And that is perfectly...
Oh, that's my next question. Did you or anyone at the Justice Department discuss the memo with White House personnel or with anyone at the White House before the memo was sent?
I did not. I don't know whether anyone discussed the memo. I am sure that the communication from the National Association of School Boards was discussed between the White House and the Justice Department, and that's perfectly appropriate, just as...
Who are those individuals? Who at the White House talked with? Who at the Justice Department?
I don't know.
Did they talk to you? Did someone call you?
I think I've answered. No one from the White House spoke to me. But the White House is perfectly appropriately concerned about violence, just like they're concerned about violence in the streets. And they make requests of the Justice Department in that respect, just like they're concerned about...
Did you or anyone at the Department of Justice communicate with the American Federation of Teachers, the National Education Association, or the National School Boards Association prior to your memo?
I did not. I don't know.
You don't know if anyone else at the Justice Department did?
I don't know.
You know, did you or anyone at the Justice Department communicate with those organizations, AFT, NEA, National School Board Association, prior to the letter? Did you help the National School Board Association put together the letter?
Again, not. I have had no such conversations. I would be surprised if that happened, but I don't know.
Will FBI agents be attending local school board meetings?
No, FBI agents will not be attending local school boards meetings, and there's nothing in this memo to suggest that. I want to, again, try to be clear. This memo is about violence and threats of violence.
Let me just point out, the same day you did the memo, the Justice Department sent out a press release, Monday, October 4th, 2021. The press release says, Justice Department addresses violence.
Is this thing on? Mic one, mic two.
All right, okay. There you go. That's just a little bit of that clip. It looks like we ran into some problems there. But anyhow, now, John, he really cares about violence. I mean, he really does. I wonder how many prosecutions, convictions they had from burn, loot, and murder, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa. John, there was over 400 riots in cities across this country going back from the time President Trump, because Trump was elected, and where they burnt down, they killed people, over 40 people were murdered. Wouldn't you call that violence when they set police cars on fire, when they set a police station on fire with police officers in it? Wouldn't you call that violence?
Well, Pastor Ernie, of course it is, but despots that are in there, they use, just like the Nazis use violence to advance their agenda, the communist Russians and the Chinese, they use violence to advance their agenda. They destabilize society with the violence. That's exactly what they're doing here in America, or they're attempting to do here in America. So the FBI is not on the side of the American people. The FBI is on the side of the New World Order, Pastor Ernie, the communists, whatever you want to call them, that's the side they're on. They are not on the side of the American people.
Well, we see Chris Ray in there every day under hearings, and they're really the Republican. Thank you, like, for Josh Hawley. Thanks for Matt Gaetz. Thanks for Gomer. What's his name? Gomer.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for Jim Jordan. Thanks for Marjorie Greene. Thanks for these people that will at least stand up and bring them down. But they'll sit there and they'll lie and lie and lie. You know, it's just unbelievable what they're saying now. And since they're the Justice Department, right, they're not going to get charged because they're not going to charge themselves, are they?
No, Pastor Ernie, but how can Ray be still ahead of the FBI when he was appointed mistakenly by Trump and the one who apparently gave Trump the blessing to appoint Ray was that governor from New Jersey, Christie?
Oh,
he's
boy.
The one behind him.
Yeah. Chris
and
Christie.
So, but how was Ray able to continue? He somehow... He is a big player in the New World Order here, Pastor Ernie, the communist takeover, because he seems to be their boy to keep the FBI in line for what they wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing it, but they're coming under a lot of pressure, aren't they?
But he doesn't. He weathers it all. They beat him up during these interviews, and he goes away, and then... Like a month later, he's back again, and they beat him up, and And he goes, and this just seems to be like a regular pattern to it. And listening to Garland, how can this guy be in charge of the Justice Department and not know? When he says he doesn't know, he should be fired for not under control of his being in charge of the Justice Department, or he's lying. He does know, and he doesn't want to say it publicly.
All right, so they have all of these people that have come forward and more blowing whistles. More and more of the FBI agents, those that had some integrity, are saying enough is enough. There's several now have refused to take part and going out and terrorizing the Patriots, Christian Patriots, from January 6th. And so we're seeing that shift. You know, people are saying enough is enough. Now, look, since the FBI has become totally illegitimate, I mean, the leadership, they're not no longer a legitimate, okay, Federal Bureau of Investigation. They're simply a part of the Democratic Party. They're a cell, a strong-armed division. So then, do we have any obligation at all to recognize their authority?
I guess you got to recognize their authority, Pastor Ernie, because of the, what shall we say, the brute force they have. And that they.
Well, then that's just recognizing the fact they have brute force. I mean, if you don't recognize their legitimacy, how can you recognize their authority?
Well, you don't have to. You're right, Pastor Ernie. I mean, the FBI has lost all credibility. So, you know, but you still, if you want to resist them, which is, of course, it depends upon the circumstances, but that might be the thing to do. They'll use brute force. They're not behind the law. They are the law. So they've lost all legitimacy, and they're operating now by brute force.
So we play that song, and that one song, it's hard to be right when the government is wrong, okay? And in that song, he's talking about there's a point to where people are tired of having their doors kicked in, their dogs shot, and guns stuck in the face of their children, and the people take it back, and the people start going to the FBI's homes, and they start kicking in their doors, and they start shooting their dogs. Are we going to get to that point here? Because it seems like, you know, Bill Gates has put out, he just put out that news report the other day that we are going to have a civil war. We are going to have a civil war, and the election is going to come up. It's going to be and it's going to be neutralized. In other words, one side's not going to win big over the other. In other words, pretty much the fix is in there. And so, but they like to a telescope out there what they're going to do. They like to tell you, because the opposition has a saying that as long as it's planned, it's announced, this is the way we're going to do that, then people, when people are told, even when it's a terrible, terrible things that they're going to do, then they don't react in a fast way. So they're telling you, we're going to depopulate, or they tell you in such a way that in these things we're going to do, this is what's coming, this is what's happening. And so they expect that, the people aren't going to, they're not going to rise up and they're not going to revolt. And that's happened in a lot of countries, but America's different because we've known freedom that the rest of the world has never known. And America is armed. America, you could easily put 20 million armed citizens out to battle at any time because they're fed up. So they're pushing for a civil war, are they not?
It certainly appears like that, Pastor Ernie, because there's little to no restraint on them. They're just pushing, and they. They're making charges up on person. People are trying to say the movement is terrorist. Biden came out and said that we were fascist. Remember that speech? What was that? September 1st there in Philadelphia? He gave that speech, and we're like terrorists. So we're, Amer- American citizens that go to, we have jobs, we are big time middle class. You know, we don't cause a lot of crime. We do not riot. Pastor Ernie, when you stop and think of it, what country is more open to the different races and people and culture than America?
None. John, I got to give the numbers out because the phone lines are very, very quiet, and I guess Randy's having a real hard time with the fact that no phones are ringing back there, and it's having a major effect on him. I think Randy, and it looks like maybe even, Eric,
or
maybe
Randy's missing people.
I think they may be traumatized. I think they may be traumatized. Okay, so folks, you got to call 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And don't let it end this way. Don't. Listen, we've got 35 minutes to raise. And let me see here. Let's see. We don't have many shirts left. We only have about a couple left. Okay. Don't worry about those. I'll take care of that. They won't last, okay? Let's see. We're praying for Gail and her family. How do we pray for Gail and her family? What's going on? All right. It looks like we have a situation where we have a lady who needs, she's asking for prayer because her husband's up in Canada and she's trying to get her family together. And I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But anyhow, let's pray for Gail. Let me just do it. Let me hold it up. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I don't know the whole situation, but I don't know what's going on with her family, but Lord, thou knowest, so I want to hold up Gail to you and ask, Father God, Lord, that you would intervene and thy perfect will would be done in this situation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All righty, let me see. We have Tony in Parma pledges 100. Boy, we need a lot more than that. Well, thank you, Tony, thank you. But folks, we got to let the phone rings. We got to let the phones ring, okay? Okay, here you go, John. You ready? Disgraced former AG Barr, Bill Barr, says corrupt DOG did a good job prosecuting Danchenko, who was found innocent in all counts. Well, let me go on to this. Bill Barr joined the Trump administration and picked up where Jeff Sessions left off. Sessions allowed the corrupt Mueller exam to continue in his attempted coup of President Trump. Then Bill Barr reportedly stopped it, but that was just a ruse. Bill Barr allowed the bogus first impeachment to take place. The entire case was a shame. It seems like everybody had been bought, huh? I mean, they got to everybody. An individual that was never identified made false accusations against President about Ukraine, where the Bidens, the Clintons, George Soros, and others were making lots and lots of money, laundering money over the years. President Trump hinted at looking into this, and he was impeached. Barr did nothing when Jeffrey Epstein was killed in jail. He claimed it was a suicide when all the evidence led to murder. Barr ignored the stolen election and claimed that he looked into it, but evidence now shows that that was a lie. And so Barr set up an investigation into the attempted coup of President Trump, but had no one has been held accountable. Sedition and treason are serious crimes, and Barr allowed the perpetrators of these crimes to walk away unaccounted for. One former FBI attorney got his hand slapped, but that was it. In the past week, bogus cases concluded related to the attempted coup of President of the Trump administration. Another bogus result from Attorney General Bill Barr expressed disappointment Wednesday over the acquittal of Igor. Wait a minute. It says he expressed disappointment Wednesday over the acquittal of Igor Danchenko, a key source in the Steele dossier. A federal jury found Danchenko. They put this jury from Washington, D.C. D.C., District of Corruption. there's no Democrat that's ever going to get convicted of anything in D.C., okay? The FBI regarding to the information he gave former British spy Christopher Steele. The FBI tried to bribe Steele with $1 million. They tried to bribe him, and they bribed this Danchenko. Is it bribery, John? You were a federal agent for all those years. Isn't bribery a crime?
Well, except if you're a Democrat in Washington, Pastor Ernie, then there's no crime for a Democrat.
Yep, that's just how corrupt it's gotten today. The now discredited Steele dossier claimed that former President Donald Trump campaign conspired with Russia to influence the 2016 election. You know, what about Uranium One? Was there collusion with Russia with Uranium One when the 25% of all of our uranium stock was sold to the enemy?
And it went through Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. And that's
Bill
who
Clinton,
that.
Shortly after that, Bill Clinton spoke in Moscow, and I think the mayor of Moscow's wife gave him $1 million to come and speak. Remember that, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah. Yep. How about that?
Yeah.
I was disappointed, obviously, Barr said. I think they did a good job prosecuting the case. Well, he might actually have told the truth there, okay? Their ability to put evidence on, and because all the evidence was there on a very difficult case was limited by some rulings that weren't able to get access to witnesses overseas. Well, come on, we know what happened. The fix was in, the jury was bought. I mean, that's just the way everything is done. It's and you know, and Nancy Pelosi has been telling you, she's been trying to say it in her own ways, that don't worry about the election, we're going to do very well. In other words, what she has been, the way she's been saying is like, the fix is in, it's fixed, okay? Well, do you think she's telling the truth? Do you think the fix is really in? Do you think, or do you think that Nancy thinks it's in, but she's going to be sorely disappointed? What do you think, John?
Well, she said the same thing about the 2020 presidential election. She knew the fix was in. I just hope, Pastor Ernie, that things have corrections have been made, that they can't steal it to the magnitude they did in 2020. And if the margin is really big, if the, you know, if we're going to win by big margins, the bigger the margin, the more difficult it is to steal it.
You're
so,
telling me.
Yeah, but there's always that potential that, yeah, the fix is in. Yeah, always.
Okay, so do we want to tell the folks out there that, well, I just got another article from the NIH to investigate Boston Lab's new COVID strain research with the 80% death rate after the top NHI director admits she was unaware of the study. So the director of the National Institute of Health says didn't know about the study that was taking place and that we were being paid for.
Well, you listen to Biden. He doesn't know anything in the White House, and Garland doesn't know anything in the Justice Department. No one knows anything, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, but remember Hillary? She just couldn't remember. I can't remember. I can't remember. Remember those hearings with her?
She couldn't remember not remembering.
Yeah. Ray in Philly pledged 20. Felicia in New York pledges 100. And Jeff in Philly pledges 60. We got to keep going, folks. 888-281-1110. We're down to 25 minutes. We've got 25 minutes, John. Okay. 888-677-9673. We got to finish strong tonight. We really got to finish strong. 888-677-9673. Alrighty. Here, fact checked. Labels, listen. Labels don't mean anything. It's objectively a fact, court rules. In other words, listen to this. The court has ruled that facts don't mean anything. And here, Natural News television host and journalist John Stossel sued Facebook, with it's called Meta now, John, and he lost, though his case did set a precedent for what constitutes a fact check, with the court deciding that the actual facts are not necessarily involved. Did you hear that?
No, I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble putting together what you're saying here. Say it again, nice and slow.
Okay. Television host John Stossel sued Facebook, which is Meta today. He lost, though his case did set a precedent for what constitutes a fact check. In other words, what is actually constituting a fact check? Now, the court deciding that actual facts are not necessarily involved. Now, facts not be involved in a fact check, right? Okay, this like that's like, well,
it's all double speak. It's double speak, Pastor Ernie. It's like, you know, that's the way the communists operate. They say anything at any time.
Right. It's like, you know, well, you know, there's really not any snow involved with a snowball, right?
Right.
Or there's no cream involved with ice cream. Okay. When fact check,
you don't have to be a woman you don't have to be a woman to have a baby.
Right. Besides that, it doesn't matter because nobody really knows what a woman is anyhow, right?
That's true.
And the AMA said they're not sure. There's not sure if there really are two genders, right? When a Facebook fact-checking service such as Science Feedback or Climate Feedback determines something to be true or false, the judge said the only thing established is that Facebook deems such content as such. So he's saying the only thing that is established is that Facebook decides if something's true or false, whether it's true or false or not. In other words, he's telling Stossel, this judge is saying, look, it doesn't really matter if it's true or false. It's what Facebook thinks. Where have we heard that before? Oh, remember, you know, like if you're having a day that you decide you feel like you're a woman today.
Right, exactly.
So you can go in and on the day that they have the draft, maybe a lot of these young guys are having women days that day, and those days they're women, so they really can't be drafted, okay? And those that, you know, that are having these things where they feel like they're a woman, where they can play in women's sports and dominate it, or, you know, and do the other things that they do, it's insanity. I mean, this is real insanity, isn't it?
This is what happens when you deny God, Pastor Ernie, and the authority of his word. You end up like this.
Amazing. All righty, moving on. Here you go. January 6th prisoner Alfredo Luna, the Alpha Warrior, tells his unbelievable story of how outlandish government overreach and FBI corruption. Alfredo Luna enlisted in the United States Marine Corps shortly after he watched in shock and anger at tragic events of 9/11. Not only did he enlist, he chose to enlist as a 0311 or a rifleman infantryman, a job with all but guaranteed combat implications, given the dreadful September morning. And when Luna left the Marines, he became a cop, where he continued to serve his country valiantly in Southern California for 14 years. He earned the Medal of Valor during that time. The Medal of Valor is the nation's highest award given to public service officers. On January 15, 2021, sometime around 5 a.m., dozens and dozens of FBI agents and local law enforcement officers in full tactical gear. These were Nazis. These were stormtroopers, Nazi stormtroopers, rode up to Luna's house on the side rails of two pickup trucks and an armored vehicle reminiscent of Luna's time in Iraq. They cordoned off the neighborhood. One agent deployed a flash bang outside of his house. There is absolutely no tactical application for flashbangs deployable outside of a house when the suspects are inside, other than to intimidate them, or perhaps trigger a PTSD in hopes Luna would do something reckless, or most likely to wake up the entire neighborhood at 5 a.m. to come and see their spectacle of humiliation and fear they're trying to instill in a decorated Marine combat vet and law enforcement officer by dragging himself, his wife, his two teenage children out into the street in their pajamas while their two-month-old daughter is still inside crying for his mother. You know, see, this is where we're at. This is police state. And one of the things that is happening, more and more of the FBI agents say, no, we're not going to do it. I didn't sign up for this. No. I'm wondering how many officers during Hitler's time, how many of those in the SS said, no, we can't do it. We can't do it. I would imagine there was some, don't you think, John?
Very few, Pastor Ernie. They were, no, I would say very few. Very few, Pastor Ernie.
Well, you know, I'm hearing that there's a larger, growing number of FBI agents saying, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to go. We won't participate in the raids of these Christian patriots who went down there to protest to do what they were supposed to do when the election was stolen. So,
well, I hope it's true, really, because, I mean, what's on the other side of this, Pastor Ernie? I mean, you know, the FBI is just going to get worse and worse and worse. This is like, it's almost like the last stand.
All right. What do we have here? Here's it. Here, another article by Joe Hoft. Okay, hold on a minute. Let me see. All right. Right now, we need $2,600. We're $2,600 short. $2,600 short of our goal. Whoa, we only have 17 minutes. Where is time going? 17 minutes to raise $2,600. Folks, we need $2,600. So somebody out there needs to help us out with that. $2,600. We're $2,600 short of our goal. All right, here you go. Biden inflation rises to 12.8%. As Americans are watching their paychecks and their savings disappear, Biden inflation continues to rise as the real cost of goods crashes American paychecks and savings. And Biden's trying to tell us, you know, Joe, or John, Biden keeps trying to tell us the economy is good. I don't believe him, do you, John?
Well, he can say it, Pastor Ernie, but the people know whether it's good or not. And when you go out and see the prices of food and everything else, and then the price of gasoline and taxes increasing, so he can say it, but it's just part of the people despising him more and more.
Yeah, but isn't it Putin's fault, though? I mean, didn't Putin call it? I mean, wasn't it Putin that shut down and told our oil companies, shut down the pipelines, you're not going to drill, you're not going to give any more. We're sitting on the world's largest supply of oil. But no, it was Putin's fault, right? Was it Putin the one that told them they had to quit that and price of gas went up? You know,
It was either Putin or Trump or both of them, Pastor. I'm sure Trump was involved in it too.
Oh, okay. You know, the reality is this. I mean, and I can't believe it because so many people are so confused by the fake news media. But, John, you and I have been around for a while, and we go back for presidents all the way back to Harry Truman. And no president, not even Ronald Reagan, which was, in my lifetime, up to Trump, the best president we had, did as much for the country as Donald Trump did. And I'm talking, first of all, in the pro-life movement, but then also in our economy and every other area. And as far as America gaining her respect back in the world, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you, Pastor Ernie. I remember how it was before Reagan under Jimmy Carter. I mean, it was brutal. And it's just like it is now. In fact, when I stop and think of it, Biden is like a clone of Jimmy Carter. So the people were completely fed up with what he was doing. And then we voted in Ronald Reagan.
Then the interest rates hit 27% under Carter.
Yeah. It was somewhere like in the 20s. Yeah.
And they were rationing gas. Remember how they were rationing gas?
Oh, yeah. Lines. Big, long lines.
All right. Janelle in New York in Ohio, pledged 1,000. Thank you. Craig in Michigan pledged 100. Lou in Michigan pledged 100. Thank you. And Craig wants prayer. Are you the Craig? All right. We do pray every night. We do. We pray every single day. Yep. All righty. Let me see. What do we got here? Another article. Pro-life activist indicted by Biden regime speaks out. It's clear Biden intends to use the DOJ as a weapon against political dissidents. So they keep using it. And this is it. We got political prisoners. The January 6 people, they're all political prisoners. We're in like a third world police state right now. This is a police state under Biden, is it not?
Yeah, it's the early stages, Pastor Ernie, and they'll keep it going until there's resistance from us to make them stop. But they'll keep going. These tyrants don't stop until they're forced to stop. So this election, if it's for real and we can get people elected, would help to put a stop to it. And that's why, Pastor Ernie, I have concern about the election and then the seating the new Congress in January. These people are ruthless in there. They are absolutely ruthless.
John, would you pray in a precatory prayer, okay? Because these people are destroying. The more they're there, they're coming against God's people. Now, we're our enemies want their number one issue that they say that the most important issue to them is their ability to kill innocent little babies. Their ability to, even after they're born, this is evil to the core. It's evil to the core. Joe Biden is evil to the core. According to his own daughter, he's a pedophile. The entire Democratic Communist Party has become so corrupted and just unbelievable, okay? So I'm going to give the numbers out one more time here real quickly. And then would you pray in a precatory prayer that God would raise up bold and righteous preachers to preach the truth and come out and stand up and be bold enough to preach against this evil? And would you ask the good Lord, and I'm asking everybody out there to be praying with him, because the longer these wicked, evil, ungodly people are in office, the more innocent people are going to die and get sick. The more young girls are going to have their breasts removed, and the young boys are going to be mutilated too. The more young people are going to commit suicide, the more people are going to take the deadly poke. The longer these wicked, evil, ungodly people. The Bible says that when the wicked are in authority, the people mourn, and the people are mourning. So the numbers are 888-281-1110. Folks, we really got to hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. We've got 10 minutes left. John, go ahead.
Yes. Lord, we're before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we see the damage that's being done on purpose. This is a destructive agenda, Lord. And it says that the devil has come but to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what we see being done to America. Lord, we're asking for mercy. We are asking that you would pardon our sins, Lord, that are so powerful now. And Lord, the schools being a den for trying to turn our children into confused, well, reprobates, Lord. They're trying at an early age. Father, we're asking that you would raise up a righteous standard here, preachers in the pulpit that said enough is enough and get a hold of you with fire in the belly. We're asking for politicians in this election. Lord, no matter how what the corruption is, we're asking you to overrule it, and godly politicians are going to come in. And, Lord, we're going to put these people eventually in jail where they belong. We're asking this now, that justice would be put on this administration in there, all that's connected with it, all that they've done, all how they're harming the children, all how they're bringing all the fentanyl in and the bribery and the corruption. We're asking in Jesus' name that you would raise up a righteous standard in it and that justice would come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, John. Folks, we're down to 8 minutes. We really need your help. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, we're going to be here till midnight. We're going to be here 10 minutes after we go off the air. We'll still be here till midnight. And then, of course, the phones get shut off. So even if we're off the air, you can call in after we're off the air. Now, Representative Rashida Tlaib introducing bill to change the definition of sex in civil rights laws. This is that woman, that vulgar woman, that vulgar, unclean congresswoman who was shouting the F word, who was with her 10-year-old son standing next to her. She's out there shouting out the F word. This woman is vulgar. I mean, very vulgar in her language. Representative Rashida Tlaib is introducing a bill that seeks to change the definition of sex in civil rights laws. Tlaib hopes to change the definition of sex to include sexual orientation, pregnancy, gender identity, sex stereotypes, or any sex-related traits. The Justice for All Act of 2022 to restore and expand protections of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Fair Housing Act of 1968, and Age Discrimination Act of 1975, the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, and Title X of Education Amendments of 1972. Tlaib intends to roll back requirements to prove discriminatory intent and allow lawsuits based on disparate impact. In other words, putting your feelings before the fact. In other words, it's how you feel, not what is real. Okay? But it's how you feel about something being real. In other words, but how could she do this? Because, John, nobody really knows what sex is, do they? I mean,
it's mass confusion. You just make up something and live in a delusion, make it up, and that delusion may spill over to something else, which causes more confusion. You follow what I'm saying?
Why do you think the public school system is so quick to pick up and say, yeah, that's utterly nonsense. Let's go with it.
Because the school system is full of reprobates, Pastor.
All right. I wanted to, you're absolutely right. It is. And that's that way on purpose. Breaking, the D.C. judge sentences Steve Bannon. I want to dedicate the rest of this program to Steve Bannon to 4 months in prison and a $6,500 fine. Judge will release Bannon for now, November 15 deadline. Bannon was sentenced today by Judge Carl Nichols in a Washington, D.C. courtroom. Well, what do you expect in there? There is nothing, no decency in Washington, D.C. there. The judicial system is corrupted from top to bottom there. Judge Carl Nichols lectured Steve Bannon before sentencing him for not speaking with Nasty Pelosi at the Moscow Show trial. And this is an article by Jim Hoft out there, who really is a good reporter. All right. Steve Bannon will be permitted to voluntarily surrender to serve his prison term. If he doesn't appeal, Bannon will have to report to prison no later than November 15th. In America today, you can now be sent to prison for months and then for mocking illegitimate government and corrupt committees and corrupt Democrat lawmakers. An investigative journalist like Julie Kelly pointed out that the Department of Injustice extended Steve Bannon's jail sentence because he mocked the Democratic, the completely, totally corrupt Democratic Communist January 6th committee, and he mocked the Democrats, Adam Pencil Neck Shift and Eric Fang Fang Swalwell. There you go. You see, there you go. This is why I tell you that Merrick Garland is such a dirty cop, isn't he? Unbelievable.
They seem to be getting worse as time goes on. These attorney generals that come in, the one that comes in is worse than the one that they preceded, you know?
All right. Deacon Mark pledges 100. Dr. Michelle from Illinois pledges 200. Or Dr. Michael from Illinois pledges 200. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We're down to 4 minutes. We got 4 minutes before left, you know, before we give our invitation. And we're 2,200 behind. We still need 2,200. 2,200 short, John, and we only have about 4 minutes to give it. And so, but we will be here. We will be here till midnight. So you can call up until midnight. Captain Iceman just pledged 50. Thank you, Iceman. I think I know who that one is. And so, there you go. Let me see. Fed quietly sends a record of $11 billion to Switzerland as dollar funding shockwave crashes central banks. Okay. So we're down to, we need about 2,100, about 2,100 right now. So anyhow, that's where we're at. Stocks are surging today amid a dovish 1-2 punch from the Fed whisper Nick Tamaros, followed a few hours later by otherwise hawkish Mary Daly. And the reason for this particular dovish reversal and jawboning is becoming increasingly clear. The same reason we have been warning for the past year that the Fed's lightning campaign will break something or not something, but a very explicit and quiet massive dollar funding shortage and short squeeze. In other words, folks, the warning's out there. The economy is going to get worse, much worse before it gets better. Joe Obama and the Communist Party are going to do everything they possibly can to reduce America, both in American populations. They're going to bring in a lot of illegal refugees, which they've been bringing in. Our borders are open, and I'll say it again. The Biden crime cartel, folks, is the gatekeeper, is for the Mexican drug cartels and the human smugglers. They're the gate. They're making sure that the gates are open. They want to bring in, John, 100 million illegals. They've already brought one half of that in, 50 million in already. But you're not going to hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, are you?
Oh, no, Pastor, because they're being bribed by the federal government. What, had $1 billion out there for COVID. They were dishing out to all of these media companies to not report on it and all. Yeah.
All righty. Jerome in San Diego pledges 100. Thank you, Jerome. We got about 1 minute left, folks, before John's going to give the invitation at 888. 281-1110, 888-281-1110. Okay, or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. John, you've got 3.5 minutes. Can you do it?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, let me know when time's getting short there, right? Yeah. So this really, I'm thinking about the things we spoke about today, and it's truth. Everybody that loves the truth is of God. And the Bible tells us in several places that all liars shall have their place in the lake of fire. And then that love lies shall have their place in the lake of fire.
So lies are directly from hell, folks. And we are seeing, it's like Washington's become a portal for hell. But that means there's good. That means that there's good and evil, and good is in the person of God and Jesus Christ. Evil, we're heading towards the day of evil now. But God wants everyone to be in heaven with him, and that's the truth from the word. God wants us to have eternal life with him. And out of love, God loves us, but man has been in rebellion with God because of sin. So he sent Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for sin. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And the penalty of sin is death, which Jesus took for us on the cross. He paid the penalty for sin. It's the good old gospel that, Pastor Ernie, that gospel has not changed in 2,000 years. We're preaching now what was preached 2,000 years ago. So it takes repentance from sin, meaning your will. I've lived a sinful life without Jesus Christ. I'm turning. I'm going to face now live with him and his word. I'm going to repent of the sin. And I believe that Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, and he paid the penalty for my sin so I can be forgiven. It also, the gospel also means you believe that he bodily rose from the dead. And if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So that's the gospel. And you must repent, confess, and believe. And with that, God will accept you into his heaven. He will accept you as his son, and God becomes our father, and we will have eternal life with him if you follow the simple everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ as it's in his word. I think that's it, Pastor Ernie.
That is it. All right. Thank you very much, John. Folks, remember that the day is coming. This will happen. There's no chance that it won't. That's the only thing that'll matter to you. Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we have our morning service at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry. We start at 8:30 with an in-depth Bible study. Then we have another one. The regular service starts at 11:30, and I'm going to be preaching this week. Okay. John, do you remember what I told you? It was the flawless and the lawless, the flawless and the lawless. And so that's the title. It's going to be an interesting message, I can guarantee. So until then, good night, God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance, What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.